If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miss Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is April the 16th, 2024, and today the topic is to resist or to retaliate. Happy Wednesday? No, happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I hope you guys had a wonderful Monday. Mine was just fine. Yes, mine was good overall. Yeah, man, it was good. The main highlight from yesterday was your girl went to teach at Mountain West for our Monday night gatherings. And it was really nice and sweet because afterwards, they had like a little social moment. And in that social moment, they had like s'mores and whatnot. So I roasted a marshmallow for the first time. I know it was crazy.
Me too.
Yes, NJ did it too. Yes, puppy stayed home. But yeah, I was telling the other, you know, some of my fellow church people and whatnot. I was like, yeah, this is technically my first time roasting a marshmallow. I had been planning on doing it like for whenever we go camping as a family or something like that to do the whole roasting the marshmallows and s'mores thing, but ended up doing it last night because, you know, the church provided it and it was right there, like, soon as we was getting ready to leave. So, your girl was out there roasting marshmallows and eating a s'more after the gathering yesterday. The gathering went good.
I ate a s'more too, and we also need tents for me, for my mommy and papa.
Okay, we're gonna go camping one day and do all of that. But yeah, like I was saying, so yesterday was good in regards to that. I know they said they want to kind of limit how many of us they are bringing in on Mondays now because the I guess the size for the kids ministry has been kind of, you know, kind of small. So yesterday there were seven click kids, including NJ, and it just was me with them. But I mean, hey man, I think it all came together. It was like a regular Sunday situation, except for when it got to the teaching aspect of the class. And we kind of just sat down more so like a Bible study and talked about, you know, the parable. I should test NJ and see if he remembers. Yeah, what did mommy teach last night?
The other time,
okay. Okay, thank you. Well, we were talking about forgiveness yesterday, and basically we talked about the parable where the king was trying to collect on his, you know, from his servants, and he pardoned the servant and whatnot, but then that same servant went back and dealt very harshly with his fellow servant and whatnot. So yeah, that's what the parable we studied last night, which is what we've been studying on Sunday as well. But anywho, so yeah, man, that's the main highlight from yesterday. I'm trying to think. Oh yeah. I did have an episode of the GSL talk show that I filmed. The young lady, man, she's out here doing amazing things. She's actually in the Atlanta area, so who knows, maybe we'll actually meet in person one of these old days. But it's very interesting because her countenance gave like the vibe of Jackie Hill Perry and whatnot. So as I was talking to her, I just felt like I was talking to Jackie. I guess maybe it was her voice or the way she talked, whatever it was. It was very interesting to have a conversation with her and hear about the things that God is doing with her, for her, and through her. So yeah, man, and another amazing conversation coming to the GSL talk show in the future. So stay on the lookout for that. But anywho, yeah, those were the main highlights. Outside of that, your girls was just trying to relax so I can have some type of energy to give the kids last night. And that was my day in a nutshell. But let's go ahead and get into this conversation, y'all. Get into the conversation about to resist or retaliate. So where did this come from today? Well, it came from the time that I woke up this morning. It was 5:39. I took a look at, you know, verses since around 5:39, and I was led to Matthew 5:39. And it says, "But I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also." I mean, I think we all, if you've ever heard anything biblical, you've probably at least heard one good time, turn the other cheek, right? I know it's one of those things that if you think about Martin Luther King, you think about this verse and things of that nature. Yeah, turn the other cheek. I can't help but, you know, think about some of my current situations and whatnot that I've been experiencing over the past few weeks. And I'm like, Lord, you know, on one hand, I'm kind of done. Like, you know, I've washed my hands of my situations. I understand it again, you know, about spiritual warfare and things of that nature. But, you know, I think I'm turning a new leaf. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of, you know, accepting those things that are, and then the things that I can't change, letting those things go, letting God handle it, things of that nature. So on one hand, I'm like, well, Lord, why did you have me to, you know, wake up this morning and hear this word, you know? But the interesting thing is, like, right when I was getting ready to go live, I saw that the clock said 9:11, and I said, oh, Lord, this must be an important word. And on top of that, I would say that NJ being a distraction was probably another one of those things to let me know that this might be something real important. So, hey, man, if you come here today, man, and you're, like, trying to decide whether it's time to retaliate or to resist, then I hope that this will encourage you and inspire you. So that verse, man, ooh, turn the other cheek, right? They smite you on the right, turn to him the other also. And actually gives plenty of examples as well. It says not only with turning, right, but it also talks about with, you know, if someone tries to take something from you, give it to them. You know, things of that nature. Like, look, that is the complete opposite of what we want to do as humans, right? And not only do we want to get our get back, but then we want all the justice and all the this and the that when it comes to what somebody else, you know what I mean? If somebody else, you know, do something to you in any way, we'd be just like that servant we was talking about with the kids, where if somebody owe you something, whatever it is, you want that back. Right. You might have just received all the grace and mercy. Matter of fact, to talk about how deep that was, you know, because I was trying to reiterate to the kids just, you know, what that king did when he gave that person grace and mercy. Not only did the guy owe 10,000 bags of gold. Right. So who knows what that calculated to be in our day and time. But in those days, I mean, you know, he would have never been able to repay that. Right. The challenge, or what the king was going to do, was going to take him, his wife, and his kids in order to pay that debt, you know. And the guy just, you know, was begging for mercy and grace and all of that type of stuff. And the king, you know, granted that, you know what I'm saying? He said, you know what, you don't even have to worry about it. Go forth X, Y, and Z. So he was forgiven of all of that, right? Save the family, you know what I'm saying? The wife, the kid, everybody saved them, right? And then lo and behold, that same person goes and chokes a man and sentences him to prison for 100 pieces of silver, something nowhere near what he owed. And basically did not extend the grace and mercy that the king had extended to this servant. And again, we are like that, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, if there's somebody, again, you owe me something, or I need my revenge, I want my get back. We hear all these different type of phrases these days. And again, if we go through something, I mean, yeah, I think probably our first reaction would be to retaliate, right? You know, in some way. Now, is that what we're supposed to be doing? Not according to the Bible. I mean, the verse I already read just already tells us what we're supposed to do. But for whatever reason, I know we're going to struggle with this as humans, right? But hey, we're going to go deeper about it and hopefully get some encouragement and inspiration. But let's first talk about A couple of words. So I felt led to go deeper this morning. I was defining several words, including resistance and stuff like that. But ultimately, I think as I was reflecting on this first verse, I was like, well, Lord, you know, again, we could always ask, well, what about self-defense, right? Because again, on one hand, it seems like, oh, you know, God, you're just asking believers to be, you know, doormats, right? To be, you know, taken advantage of and all these different type of things. And so we wonder, you know, do we have the right to self-defense? Now, we know that in certain countries that we do, like, for example, I believe America has, that might be a law. I don't know. I can go deeper and look into all the laws of America and whatnot. But I mean, I think the right to bear arms, the right to self-defense, things of that nature is a part of, you know, what we have here in America. That, you know, other countries don't have that luxury, right, of having that written in their, I guess, not say doctrine, but something like that, right? But let's talk about these words real quick, okay? So the word defend, it means resist an attack made on someone or something, protect from harm or danger. So resisting the attack, protecting yourself from harm or danger. You know, there's plenty of verses that reiterate this and let us know that there's nothing wrong with that, right? But on the flip side, this is what retaliation says. The act of hurting someone or doing some harm or something harmful to someone because they have done or said something hurtful or harmful to you. Completely different. That's completely different than defending yourself, right? Retaliation is what it seems like the Lord is telling us not to do. Now, I mean, let's keep talking about Bible and whatnot, y'all, because I mean, I guess we could all give our opinions on that. And it might not be favorable to whatever the Bible is telling us to do. But hey, let's see what the word got to say. So Romans 12 and 19 says, beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. So it seems like it's very clear, cut and dry, as they say, that we're not supposed to be retaliating, right? We're not supposed to be avenging ourselves. We're supposed to allow the Lord to, you know, let the vengeance play out according to what he wants to do, right? His will and his way. Now, do we want to do that? No. Y'all know we want to get our own get back. We want to handle it ourselves. And maybe it's because we don't trust the Lord at the end of the day. You don't trust that God has your back, ultimately, if you really, truly want to take vengeance in your own hands. And I get it. You know what I'm saying? You know, we look at what they call the justice system, or we look at the way things are going in the world and we're like, man, that's not fair. And even sometimes when you think about, again, the grace and mercy that God extends and understands that anybody, it doesn't matter what your sin is, can be forgiven. That means the murderer, the rapist, any of those people, if they come to Christ and repent and all that, they are forgiven just like me and you. And that might not seem fair to some people in their heart and mind, right? You know, that could be like, well, how could they, you know, get away scot-free? We feel a lot better with feeling like, okay, the rapist, the murderer, the people that, you know, do such heinous crimes and things, if we know that they were going to go to hell, for example, then we feel better in our hearts and minds about that. Matter of fact, we say it all often, you know what I'm saying? We're like, we tell them to go there, you know what I'm saying? Something within us feels okay when it comes to somebody else, right? But then we forget that we have all sinned and fallen short, and we too are worthy what's it called? That was a word on the tip of my tongue, but then it went away. but yeah, that we are all basically. That's where we're all supposed to be and go. Like, that's what we all deserve. None of us deserve the grace and mercy that God has given to us through Christ. However, again, I know I talk about this all the time, but for whatever reason, we are very okay, right, with receiving grace and mercy and, you know, allowing God to, well, those of us that actually do, knowing that God has given us grace and mercy and favor and whatnot. But then we are so hesitant to give that to someone else. And we don't like the idea of it, especially if it's if we've been wronged in some way. You know, again, I have several conversations with people and whatnot. And I know that people have told me over the years, you're too nice, you're too this, you're too that. But I'm like, well, I'm just doing my best to live according to the word. I mean, I'm not trying to be like I'm superhuman or anything. Sure, I still have feelings. Sure, I, you know, the things still matter to me and things of that nature. And I get hurt and all those different things. But, you know, I don't necessarily feel the need to get revenge. You know, I don't necessarily feel the need to retaliate when it comes to certain situations. You know, who knows? Maybe I do try to defend myself these days and whatnot, which I think is something I'm going to be talking to the therapist about today. You know, why is it do I feel like I have to defend myself or to defend my thoughts or things of that nature? You know, we'll see. You know, I can hopefully get some more understanding regarding that. But I mean, again, retaliation and all that goes on a whole nother level. Again, you're just literally trying to get back at somebody for whatever they did to you. And again, that's not what we're supposed to be doing as believers. And again, I know it sounds crazy and seems wrong and don't seem fair. I mean, just like, for example, in a relationship and things of that nature, like if you feel like you're the only one pouring out and compromising and all those things, it don't feel right if the other person isn't doing it too. But at the same time, I mean, well, what is God calling you to do, you know? And again, because God has given us grace and mercy and forgiveness and all those things, then who are we not to give that to the next person? So, you know, at the end of the day, I didn't know that the Lord was going to have me to say and do all this stuff, especially that it would correlate with what I was just teaching the kids last night. But us as adults need to remember that as well as we go through life, because, you know, the word is very clear about not avenging yourselves and leaving the wrath to God. And I have clearly seen and shared with you guys multiple times how this has looked in my life and you know, how I guess at peace I am with allowing the Lord to fight my battles and how, again, every time it's worked out in my favor one way or another to let him handle all that, you know, again, heaping the coals on their heads with kindness and love and everything of that nature. So it might not be the easiest thing to do. I get that, because we're humans and we want, you know, what we want when we want it and things of that nature. But it behooves us to remember, you know, what we've received and to give that back. So here goes another verse, y'all. Luke 22:36. It says, he said to them, but now let the one who has a money bag take it, and likewise a knapsack, and let the one who has no sword sell his cloak and buy one. So, I mean, again, God's not asking us to be weak and not be able to defend yourself. At the end of the day, he said, hey, get the sword, you know, because he understood that we were going to have to probably defend our lives for him and his word, you know, and things of that nature. And so in that day and time, I guess it said sword. I mean, I guess in today's day and times, it's gun, you know, whatever the case may be. Or like, again, the American system says the right to bear arms. You know, I guess to me, that seems like it's very biblical. The Lord saying, hey, you know, be ready to protect yourself. You know, I guess have a weapon or whatever it is so you can be able to resist, right? And things of that nature. Even though I know that first verse says resist not evil, but again, we got to get an understanding of that, make sure we understand it and whatnot, the context of what is being said. So you guys can go deeper, because there's actually an article at gotquestions.org that goes deeper about that, and hopefully we'll give more context and understanding of what that particular verse means. But this verse is being clear about saying, hey, if you don't have a sword, go get one, go buy one, be ready to protect yourself and things of that nature. But speaking of protection, here go another verse that we can consider, I think it is. It's Exodus 22:2-3. It says, if a thief is found breaking in and is struck so that he dies, there shall be no blood guilt for him. But if the sun has risen on him, there shall be blood guilt for him. He shall surely pay. If he has nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft. So, Yeah, so it talks about, again, somebody coming in to someone else's home. So obviously you have the right to protect yourself and your family if someone comes into your home. And it says there's more grace for the person that, for example, if this happened in the nighttime and somebody dies in the process because they came into your home and you defended yourself or whatever the case may be, and that person died, then there's grace and mercy for that person because at the end of the day, you know, in the confusion of the nighttime and things of that nature, this thing happened. But it seems like when, if, for example, this happens in the daytime or whatever the case may be, then it couldn't be like a situation as how it was in the nighttime. So it might be a little bit different or whatever. But to me, again, you guys can read the article and it goes deeper about all of that. But ultimately, I think what I was receiving with this morning is that, you know, God takes each and every life seriously, you know. So even with having the sword or the gun or whatever it is, you know, our goal shouldn't be to kill per se, is my understanding. Now, y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is our goal shouldn't be to kill, but to defend, to probably stop, to whatever it is to protect yourself again and your family and your household and things of that nature. But yeah, go deeper about all of that. Here's another verse, Matthew 5 and 44. It says, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." At the end of the day, this is, you know, I guess the topsy-turvy kingdom that the Lord is presenting to us. I mean, again, it's completely different from what we want to do as humans, but it's what we should do as believers. And so if you are confused about whether or not you should retaliate or resist, I hope and pray that you consider resisting, consider allowing the Lord to fight your battles and handle the vengeance, because at the end of the day, he's the best at it, and you can have peace through it, you know. And so, I mean, that's ultimately the juice this morning. Like I said, it seemed like it was an important thing that needed to get out. I don't think I said anything too different or new, but at the end of the day, I mean, you guys can go deeper about that. Hopefully it's right on time for whoever needs to hear it. But yeah, that's the juice. Now, the Bible verse of today is Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. It says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord will. Bye-bye.
Visit chatholybible.com to download the Bible chat and study app today. Embark on a transformative journey of faith. Your connection with Scripture starts now.